Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello, lovely listeners. It's your girl, Jerry, and we're back on Love's Dumb. This is Radio Africana, and I'm happy to be here again. It's another Wednesday. I'm reaching you from the sunny, sunny Manchester. Oh, it feels lovely to say that. I didn't know a day would come where we'd say Manchester and sunny in the same sentence. But yes, we're living our best life in Manchester now. And I'm happy to be here again with another exciting topic. Whoop, 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 whoop. How's your day going? I've had a really, really lovely day. I think when it's sunny, you're just all excited. You're happy, in good spirits. So, yes, and the good cheer is continuing into this evening. And I hope you can really feel the sunshine coming from your radio now. So, today we have a lovely topic. I don't know, should I reveal it now or after? Okay, I'm just going to break the ice and let you know what today's topic is. But before we get into the real show, if you want to be a part of this show, you know what we do. Text in. It's 0744-881-1570. That's 0744-881-1570. And if you want to call in, yes, we do receive calls online as well. It's 0161-222-9960. That's 0161-222-9960. If you text in or call in from outside the UK, please do remember to put the plus 44 before each of the numbers. So it's plus 44-744-881-1570, or if you're calling, is plus 44-161-222-9960. And today we're going to be talking about love, lies, and second chances. Should you stay if they cheat? I know that's a mouthful there, but I'll take that again. Should you stay if they cheat? So it's love, lies, and second chances. Before we get into it, I know you're really itchy to text in. I'm also really itchy to dive into this topic tonight. We're going to take a short music break. So go get your popcorn, get your drinks, get your tea. I've got mine next to me. So get yours, and when I come back, we're getting into it. See you soon.
Dark Child. Oh, yeah. Hey. Tony Braxton. Oh, 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 yeah. Hey. Dark Child, yeah. Listen, girl, who do you think I am? Don't you know that he was my man? Well, I chose a little. Do you
play. Don't believe you won't die. I love the reason why his love didn't count and why we couldn't work it out.
Stop it.
He wasn't mad enough for me.
You don't know now. Here's your chance.
See everything he had a man.
Just where he's been.
And I'll be worried about him next.
Last time I know the truth.
I think he's just a man for you.
Alright, my lovers and heartbreak healers, it's still your girl Jerry and you're listening to Lovestum, where we talk about love, relationships and everything between. And you know one thing we do on this show? We never sugarcoat stuff. We soul search and say it just the way it is. And tonight is one of them nights where we go for the strong yet soft and the slightly suspicious topic. Yes, that's what we're doing tonight. We're talking about love, lies and second chances. Should you stay if they cheat? I know this is a very spicy topic and yeah, that's why we're talking about it tonight. We're going to be looking into it. where do I start from? The question on the table is, should you stay if they cheat? And remember, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. I'd like for you to share your perspectives. Tell me what you feel about this. I think the best way to handle this is just go straight into it. Let's start at the root, because infidelity isn't always as black and white as we think it should be. I mean, cheating isn't as it used to be back in the day where you find the lipstick stain on the collar of your man's shirt and you're like, oh, what's that? That's definitely not my lipstick. I don't wear red lipstick. Or a mysterious perfume. You're like, oh, that smells like a Conestor cheap perfume. I don't spray that perfume. Where did you get it from? Now, cheating is different things. It's leaving emojis on people's comments. Yeah, it's even watching Netflix without your partner. Yes, there is a thing like that. I know you're rolling your eyes. Yeah, there is something called Netflix cheating. So if we start, say, a show together and then you watch it without me, that's you cheating on me, apparently. It's dating apps. You joining a dating app without your partner's knowledge. There's just so many ways where you can cheat on your partner now. So we're looking into it. Imagine, I know the Netflix one does sound ridiculous, but to be fair, I think I'm a bit guilty of that as well. If we did start a show together, you dare not watch it without me, because that's you cheating on me and I don't take that lightly, you see. But jokes aside, tonight we're digging into the two big types of cheating, which is the emotional versus the physical cheating. And listen, both do cut deep, but just in different ways. So it depends on what means what to you. If your partner watching Netflix is a big deal for you, then yeah, it is what it is. So I'll just quickly look at physical cheating. So this is when most of us feel bad that our partners are crossing the line and doing something with somebody else. It could be you caught them kissing, you caught them texting, sexting. It could be anything. It could be the touch that was meant for you. It could just be them. I know now it's gone as far as them admiring somebody. I know some people are very uncomfortable with their partners having a celebrity crush. Even that to them is cheating as well. So we're going to be looking at it. What are your deal breakers and what do you consider cheating? Let's hear your perspective, even if it's humorous, even if it's funny, even if it's really, really, really heartbreaking. I want you to share what you consider cheating, just so that there's a balance. You can have a bit of a balancing with the truth and what we term excessive jealousy as well. So text in, tell us what you feel about cheating. Is it a big deal for you? Is it a big deal breaker for you? And would you stay if you were cheated on? What do you classify as cheating? We're going to take a short music break, and when we come back, we're going to the telephone lines and we're sharing our stories. Do not touch the dial. I'll be right back.
Heartbreak Hotel. This is the
you'd be here by 9. Instead, you took your time. You didn't think to call me, but here I sit, trying not to cry, asking myself why you do this to me. Oh, baby. You're not around for me to tell you, baby, face to face. I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say.
All I really wanted was some of your time. Instead, you told me lies when someone else was on your mind. What you do to me?
What you do?
Look what you did to me.
Oh, baby.
You were someone who would do me right.
Do
until
me
you played with my emotions and you made me cry.
Made
what you
me
do
cry.
To me?
Oh.
Can't take what you did to me.
Now I see that you've been doing wrong. Played me all along and made a fool. Do it to me.
Since you're not around for me to tell you, baby, face to face, I'm writing you this letter, and this is what I have to say. Oh. All I really wanted was some of your time. Instead, you told me lies when someone else was on your mind.
Oh,
what
you
did
was lying.
Hi there, I'm back. It's the girl Jerry, and this is still Love Storm on Radio Africana. We're here every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. And tonight we're talking about love lies. Would you stay if your partner was cheating on you? And before we went on that short break, we're talking about physical cheating. But now I'll just have a quick look at the emotional one. You know, the emotional one is a bit different and is harder to notice, because the physical one, obviously you've got the evidence, you can see it. But the emotional one is when, you know, you feel that bruise in your spirit. This is when your partner, it could be when your partner is confiding in someone else, turning to them for emotional support, giving them all the closeness and intimacy that you thought was sacred. They might not have touched, they might not even have shared a kiss, but then it just stings differently when you do find out. Maybe when you just bump into that text message and you see that he literally tells her everything, how his day went at work, and he doesn't share any of this with you. I know someone's out there screaming out the radio, Jerry, cheating is cheating. And honestly, I do get it. But some people say they could forgive a one-time drunken mistake, but not a long-term secret feelings for someone else. That does sound complicated thinking about it, because you're looking at it that why would you take someone cheating physically over emotional cheating? But yeah, it's messy regardless. Really messy. We have a few messages already. Thank you to our listeners who text in every week, and thank you as well those that tune in every week. You're the reason I'm here anyways. I love doing this because I know you're out there listening, and I know you can't wait for the Wednesday evening to come where you share your opinions with me. I do love it, and I want to say thank you for always staying loyal to me on your Wednesdays. So the first message is from Bjorn, and he or she says cheating is like microwaving fish at work. You can do it, but the consequences will haunt everyone involved. Oh yeah, I can imagine microwaving fish at work. Oh, that's bad work, bad work, bad work. Yeah, it does affect everybody, and then it stays, it lingers. No matter how much you spray it, it does linger until then he's done his own bit, and then yeah, that's it. Oh, thanks for that one, really. That was quite funny twist to it. And we have another one from Ama. It says, forgiveness after cheating is like downloading trust with an Android phone. Technically impossible, extremely painful. You would never get past 2%. How did you even get up to 2%? I need to know each of the Android phones you're using to download. Forgiveness after cheating, yes, I like it. I love that sarcasm, Ama. That's a good one there. But no diss to the Android phone users out there. We don't even know if it's going to be possible with the other counterparts. You know what I'm saying? We don't know if you can do that via iOS. So, yeah. So, I'll take one more message before we go on a short music break. We're still talking about cheating and lies. Would you take somebody after they've cheated on you? So, this last one is from Tina, and Tina says, some people cheat and say it just happened. Yeah, so did gravity. Doesn't mean you jump off the trust cliff and hope your partner bounces. Yeah, true that. Yeah. That's a good one, Tina. Yeah. I think it's worse when people try to downplay it, allow people to handle it the way they want to handle it, because you did what you did and then they have to act how they want to act. So you telling them how to act after you've done it, that's a bit of gaslighting. I think we've spoken about gaslighting on this show. So if you are a listener, you would know that we've discussed this. When you've acted a certain way, just allow people react how they want to react. Don't go around telling them how to react and say, oh, it just happened, just take it like that. Just take it one step at a time. I think the first step, I don't want to go straight to how to beg for forgiveness, because we're going to talk about that later on the show. So if you've just tuned in, this is Love Storm on Radio Africana, and it's still your girl Jerry, Tonight we're talking about cheating. Are you going to take your partner back after they've cheated on you? If you want to join us, do feel free to join in. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. We're going to take a short music break and I'll be back. Do not touch that dial.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know, 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 I know. I know, 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 I know. Hey, I ought to leave the young thing alone, but ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. No sunshine when she's gone. And this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime she goes away. Anytime.
Hi there, it's your girl Jerry and you are still listening to Love Storm on Radio Africana. We're here every Wednesday 8 to 9 p.m. and if you want to be a part of the show, text us on WhatsApp on 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570 and we're reaching you from Manchester, England. I know we've got listeners across the world. We want to say hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on what part of the world you're listening from. And we want to say thank you for tuning in today and we hope to see you. We hope you join in next week. Yeah, today we're speaking about cheating. Would you stay if someone cheats on you in a relationship? And yeah, so I was going to talk about why people cheat. We've looked at types of cheating and now I think it's best to just understand why people cheat, because contrary to popular belief, not all cheaters are evil masterminds or villains. Some are broken, some are bored, some are emotionally immature, and some are just unfortunate to have found themselves in the wrong relationship. And maybe some are just plain selfish. Sometimes people cheat because they're missing something. All the times they cheat because they can. And some people even cheat because they have everything. I've got the money, I've got the power, why not have more than one woman? And worst of all, some people just want the thrill. To them, it's just the adrenaline rush that they get from the chase, the ego boost, the madness. Yes. Yeah, if you could text in and tell us, have you cheated before and what was the reason behind it? Just so that we understand the rationale behind it. We're not here to judge. Like you know on the show, if you're a regular, we listen. We do not judge. We're just here to learn and learn from each other. So just let us know, have you been cheated on? How did you feel if you were cheated on? And if you've done it, what was the rationale behind your cheating? Just so we can get a clear picture as to why people cheat. But here's the part that gets personal. The initial reaction when you find out that you're being cheated on, that's the hardest bit. Some people freeze, some people will cry, some go paranoid and like wear their proper FBI outfit and like go full FBI mode, and you they start tracking your iClouds, your location, your backups. I know someone that has gone as far as putting a vehicle tracker to track her partner's every movement. Like he would just be somewhere and then boom, she would show up. Like the guy was like, what in the, how are you doing this? He was then one day when his car stopped at the motorway, that this dude then realized it was the tracker that, I don't know, it affected something in the car, and that's it. That's how I realized that she'd tracked his car. So it just shows you how paranoid people get when they know that you're being cheated on. And they're the ones that really go numb, the silent warriors, you know. Those who act calm, they disappear and they ghost you. And the sad part is some of them never look back. And so I want to know from you, what kind of cheating hurts more? Is it the emotional one? Is it the physical one? Have you ever stayed? Have you ever been cheated on? Have you cheated on someone? Are you team once a cheat, always a cheat? Are you team, oh, just forgive them, shit. Sorry, pardon my friend. Things happen. So send in your messages. Be anonymous if you want to. This is a judgment-free zone, but it is not a BS-free zone. We call it as it is, as you would know already. So we're going to take another music break. I've seen your messages. A couple of messages have come in again. Yeah, I'm not ignoring your messages at all. We're going to take a short music break. And then when we come back, I'm going back to the phone lines. I'll read your messages and we'll talk more about cheating. If you want to join the show and tell us your story about when you were cheated on, or if you've cheated on somebody, how you cheated on them, why you cheated on them, text in on 0744-881-1570. It's 0744-881-1570. We'll be back in a jiffy.
Sweet love, yeah. I didn't mean it when I said I didn't love you so. I should have held on tight, I never should have let you go. I didn't know nothing, I was stupid, I was foolish, I was lying to myself. No fathom that would ever be without your love. Never imagined I'd be sitting here beside myself. Cause I didn't know you, cause I didn't know me, but I thought I knew everything. I never felt the feeling that I'm feeling now that I don't hear your voice. Or have your attention, kiss your lips, cause I don't have a choice. Or what I wouldn't get to have you lying by my side. This is too deep,
too deep.
I gotta change the station, so I turn the dial, trying to catch a break. And then I hear a baby face. I only think of you, and it's breaking my heart. I'm trying to keep it together, but I'm falling apart. I'm feeling all out of my element, throwing things, crying, trying to figure out where the hell I went wrong. The pain reflected in the song, it ain't even half of what I'm feeling inside. I need you back in my life. So
is still your favorite show on radio, Love Storm, and this is Jerry. Tonight we're talking about cheating. Would you have your partner back if they did cheat on you? Going to the phone lines now because we've got a few messages. So this is from Miriam. Miriam says, rebuilding trust after cheating is 50-50. True. You might get it back, but not the glitches. Oh, they are permanent. Thanks for that, Miriam. We have another one. This one says, they say time heals all wounds, but for some, even after therapy, journaling, a spiritual retreat, calls from family or pastors, the memory of Becky from accounting still burns. Becky with the good hair. This is from Ben. Thank you, Ben. Yeah, it just reminds me of Becky with the good hair, Beyonce. Beyonce was so hot, she had to make a whole track out of Jay-Z's cheating. So, yep, you chose the right line, Becky from accounting. Thank you for texting in, Ben. And yeah, that's correct, yeah. Time heals all wounds, they say, but does it really heal it? I think it all depends on the individual. Actually, there's some people that just take it to the chin and move on, but for some others, it's let it burn. We have another one from Wendy. Wendy says, cheating doesn't just break trust, it unlocks a whole new level of detective mode. Suddenly, your partner is FBI, CSI, and Spotify history expert. Okay, Wendy, I need you to fill me in on the Spotify history one, because I don't know, I can't even relate to that. I don't know what you do with the Spotify history. Tell me, is there something I'm missing? Thank you so much for texting in, Wendy. We have another one. He says, forgiveness is divine, but let's be honest. Some of us are more Old Testament than New Testament when it comes to revenge. Okay, this is from Ade. Ade, please, can you let us know what happened? You know, there's some non-Christians in the building. Let us know what happened in the Old Testament. Let us know. Okay, yeah, that had a bit of humor there. Thank you, everybody. Just texted in. There's still a couple of more messages. We're still talking about love, lies, and have you been cheated on? Did you stay? Did you leave? What did you do? Did you let it burn? Did you carry on with the relationship? Have you cheated on someone? How did you cheat on them? How did they feel? What was the reason behind you cheating on your partner? Is still Love Storm, and the number to text in is 0744 881 1570. We're here from 8 to 9 p.m. every Wednesday, and yes, like I said earlier, we're talking about cheating. Yeah, so other than people going for FBI mode, there people, we talked about people working out, giving you the silent treatment, because there are a lot of us that don't know how to really deal with stress. Some of us are quick to forgive. Yeah, people that have very big hearts would forgive and say, okay, yeah, let's go and sin no more. But I think I just want to give us more insights, like on trust, forgiveness, and rebuilding relationships, because we wouldn't want to say, yeah, that's it, you've cheated on me, so that's the end. Some people will still try to salvage the relationship. So from a more cynical view, cheating can be interpreted not solely as a moral failure, but as a symptom of deeper relational or individual dysfunction. So it could just be based on the individual. Sometimes it can even be unconscious, you know, like it becomes you trying to change the autonomy. Like you just feel, why does this one person have so much power over me? Why can't I just have one or two or three and just see how it feels, you know? psychologists might say, oh no, that is got adaptive roots. Oh yeah, talk about monogamy and talk about fidelity, but sometimes it just might be something else. It just might be, like African men would say, you know, we're polygamous. But yeah, this is not me playing devil's advocate, by the way. It's just me looking at the broader picture and not seeing life from one perspective. I like to be very liberal with my thoughts and think about life from different angles. So, but the only problem we have with cheating is trust. Trust is really fragile, and once it's been broken, it's always difficult to restore. Yeah, forgiveness might be seen as an option. We might choose to forgive, but then again, sometimes forgiveness can be a coping mechanism on the other person's part, because they don't want to lose you or they want to avoid confrontation. Like I mentioned earlier, some of us can't handle stress, we don't know how to deal with it, and you just say, okay, I forgive you, just so we move on. But it doesn't really fix the problem. That's the problem. The problem still remains. Once that trust has been broken, that's a single problem. And then when you're tracing it back to the reason why the person cheated in the first instance, that's the second problem that hasn't been fixed. So with cheating, I think is one that you really need to dig deeper before you forgive. It's really good to forgive, but then there's an underlying factor that you're going to be covering, like shoving aside, if you're not finding out the root cause. To say, why are we having this problem? Why did you choose to cheat in the first place? Before we go deeper, I would go on a short music break. And when I come back, I can see more messages. I'm going to read out your messages and still talk about our relationship, our topic today, which is cheating. Would you take your partner back if they cheat on you? Have you cheated on someone? How did they feel? Have you been cheated on? How did you feel? If you've cheated on your partner, why did you cheat? Don't go anywhere. The only place you're allowed to go to is your kitchen to grab a popcorn, grab a drink, and come back, because we're still talking about cheating tonight. It's your girl Jerry. I'll be back in a bit.
Purple rain, purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. say you want a leader, but you can't seem to make up your mind. I think you better close it. Let me guide you to the purple rain.
Dear lovely listeners, it's your girl Jerry, and I'm back. That was Purple Rain. I love that. That was one of my favorite from Prince. Purple Rain. Oh, I'm still in the zone. So we're talking about cheating. Have you ever been cheated on? How did you feel? Have you cheated on someone? How did they feel? And we're trying to understand the rationale behind cheating. Why did you cheat? What was the reason behind that? Were you bored in the relationship, or you just couldn't resist the person, whoever it was, that made you cheat? And I was talking about trust before we went on that short music break. And trust, in my view, is like really fragile, easily broken, and sometimes it might not be fully restored. And also, forgiveness might be seen as a noble act, and I called it a coping mechanism, because some people don't like to confront others. Some just hate to be alone. They'll do anything to avoid losing you, and then they'll choose to stay regardless. And some people might say the devil you know is better than an angel you do not know. So whatever the case may be, they might just have an excuse for forgiving you. And rebuilding relationships post cheating might just be you prolonging doomsday. Like, you're just pushing doomsday forward, actually, because there might be something wrong with the dynamics. It just might be non-existent, or it might be damaged, and you just have it. There's only one partner tolerating yourself. Like, you just see them tolerating you, and they have the reasons for tolerating you just to stay in the relationship. And then I think this then further goes down to them just sticking and sticking till one day it's like you filling the cup, and then one day it gets to the brim and the cup can't hold the content anymore, because yeah, there is already filled up. And so what I was saying before we left is you have to address the elephant in the room, which is, why did you cheat? Shouldn't be, yeah, take, you got a pat on the back, you cheated on me, yeah, go and see no more. No, it should be, what's the reason behind it? Did I do anything wrong? Did you do it? Why did you get tired of us? What's the reason behind it? Because if that's not addressed, it's gonna be, there's gonna be a repetition, and it's gonna carry on like that until you can take it anymore. And at one point you would have to leave, because there's only a lot one person can take. Yeah, so I know that perspectives would challenge Romans, but yeah, sometimes it's good to look at the other person's perspective before handing out the forgiveness that you're handing out easily. And it's also good to hear their own point of view before you choose to let go of the relationship, because sometimes when you actually hear them out, they might be sensing what they're saying. You might see that you're not listening to forgive, you're only listening to see what areas where you can change and improve. And if you then choose to forgive, you then understand that you're treating the root cause, and you're not just forgiving because you're scared of losing them. So I will go to the phone lines now, because we've got more messages. Okay, this one says, my girlfriend cheated once, confessed, and we've been walking through it. It's tough, but I believe in second chances. And he says anonymous, I think, because he's agreed to his girlfriend cheating. So I like that. I like that you've remained anonymous just so that we do not get to know who your girlfriend is. Oh yeah, that's a good one. And there's so much maturity in your text message. He says you've been working through it, and I like it that you're working through it. I don't know if so that I would assume that that means you've forgiven her, which is good. And I like that you mentioned here that it's tough, but you do believe in second chances. Yes, I do agree with you. Forgiveness is a tough decision, and it takes a lot of maturity for you to decide to forgive someone. And the fact that you're working through it does say all, because that was the point of, I was trying to make earlier. You don't just brush it aside and say, yeah, I forgive you, without treating the reason why. You need to deal with the cause, because if you don't, that's going to come back to haunt you in the future. Yeah, so that's a good one. Thank you very much for texting in. So we have another one. This is from Aisha. Aisha is texting all the way from Hackney in London. Hi, Aisha. Hello from Manchester. How is it in London? Is it nice and sunny like it is over here today? Good. Aisha said, he cheated, apologized, and promised to change, but I can't shake the doubt. How do I rebuild trust? Aisha, thanks for texting in. That's a good question there, and a valid one. Rebuilding trust takes time. Like the initial texter did say, he said he's working through it. So it does take time, and it takes intentionality and consistency. So they have to be consistent with their actions. They need to show you that they're willing to change. Yes, I agree, I cocked up. Now I'm trying to fix things and make things work between us. So they have to put the work in. It's not just saying it verbally. It has to be shown by them. This is the point where if they haven't ever gone above and beyond, they need to go above and beyond. Regardless, even if it does come as though they're overcompensating, that shouldn't matter, because yes, they have to overcompensate for what they've done, because it didn't break and they had to fix it, so now they have to do it. So I'd say open communication as well, and possibly cancelling if it's not something you can handle yourself. I think that's when you need the help of an expert, because they're the experts for a reason. So if you can confide in someone who, if you can't afford counseling, because yeah, counseling is expensive these days. If you can't do it, you don't really need to go to maybe a therapist. It could be someone, a loved one, someone that's really mature, someone that would give a non-biased guidance to you too. That would really help, because a problem shared is a problem half solved. You might be seeing the glass half empty, and another person would help you see it as a glass half full. So a problem shared is a problem half solved. So try seeking help from someone if you are not able to resolve it yourself. Okay, Aisha, and good luck. I wish you all the best, and I do hope that one way or the other, you guys do try to fix things, because it does seem as though he's trying to make that change. But yeah, try as well to remove the doubt, because you have to give them the benefit of the doubt if you really want to move forward with the relationship. That would be like a first step that you need to take. Yeah, this is D from Peckham. D says, she cheated, said it was a mistake, but I can't look at her the same. Is it possible to move past this? Okay. Hi, D. Hello again from Manchester. Thanks for tuning in today, D. Just like I said to Aisha, it is very natural to feel conflicted. Forgiveness isn't something that you dish out quickly. except you're not being genuine with your forgiveness. It's something that you have to reflect on. You have to think about it. Is the relationship worth giving another try? And ask questions. Like I said, you need to know why this person did this. That would then be a guidance for your decision. Because if it was a case of they were bored, so if they get bored again, will they cheat on you? So these are like the valid questions that you should ask before understanding the steps to take. Because it's not really what you can just brush aside and move on. I do understand, but if you really love this person, they've apologized, they're willing to make the difference, then you need to brush it aside and then move on. Reflect on the relationship. If it's strong enough for you to want to carry on with, that's the main point. If the person does love you, yeah, they've done what they did, but if they still love you, they're willing to change, willing to work things out with you, just give them another chance. We all make mistakes every day, but I think where is just the genuineness of the apology that would determine if you want to carry on or not. Yeah, if you're only just tuning in, this is Love Stone with Jerry. I'm here every Wednesday 8 to 9 on Radio Africana. If this is your first time listening to Radio Africana, we are reaching out to you from Manchester to the world. If you've been listening as well, you can hear we've had listeners texting from all over the UK. We also have listeners across the globe. So join us the same time next week. I can't believe it's almost 9. Like, I come here and then next thing, an hour has flown by. I might just maybe extend this to 2 hours now because we have so much fun that I do not want to leave you. I love being here every day. And I'd like to thank you, my listeners, for always tuning in and for people that text in week after week. I know you have lots and lots of things you could have been doing, but for the love you have for me and for the show, you choose to listen and text in. You're the ones that I do this for every week. I come here to do this because I know you're going to be at the other end listening, and I do want to say thank you. If you do offer good services and you'd want us to share it with the world, you want us to promote it, kindly call us on 0161-222-9960 and say you're willing to advertise with Love Storm. We'll be more than happy to help you. If you also want to be an in-person guest of the show, yeah, send me a text on 0744-881-1570 or ring us as well on 0161-222-9960. We'll be more than happy to take your calls and arrange you coming in. Yeah, I'd love to have somebody in person exchanging ideas with me. We'll be talking about different topics together. So if you do want to, either male or female, it doesn't matter. The more, the merrier. That might be good. We might have a male versus female panel where we trash things out one on one. Yeah, so it's been lovely doing this again this week. We spoke about love, lies and second chances. Should you stay if they cheat? And yeah, we've been able to trash reasons. We've talked about why people do it, how people feel when it has happened to them. We even tried to talk about the rationale behind cheating and also forgiveness. So if you have been cheated on and the person is willing to apologize and come back, I'd say hear them out, see what they've got. If they're willing to change, why not? And if they don't have any valid excuse for cheating, well, it's all up to you to decide on that one. And if you're out there breaking people's hearts, do you know that people feel horrible, they feel terrible, they feel shattered, they become paranoid. It even does lead to low self-esteem sometimes, because some people can't stop blaming themselves when they've been cheated on. And what you're doing is you're building more toxic people who then go into relationships very toxic, and then the cycle carries on. So it's me, Jerry. I'm signing out today. I'm going to be here same time, same station next week, Wednesday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. I'm going to love and leave you. Have an amazing, amazing night. Bye. Oh,